welcome to the show. My name is Yara, your host for the Environment and Conservation Show on UK Health Radio. Today's show is a bit of an interesting one, you know. I would like to highlight the fact that I am living, and possibly you are living, in a society that is addicted to oil. We fully depend on oil and fossil fuels for our way of life, and that seems to be having a negative impact upon other people around the world who are feeling the effects of our lifestyle. So, you know, we might as well face it. We are addicted to oil. We are a society completely dependent on oil consumption and fossil fuels. Our lives are pretty much fully dependent and 100% run on oil. No one wants to carry the burden and guilt of knowing that your lifestyle has contributed to the exploitation and destruction of someone else's life for you to have a good life yourself. Exploitation seems to be the way we are developing, and there are a lot of people on the ground that are trying to find freedom from such a destructive form of existence. Oil spills are going on all the time. We just don't really hear much about them. When you get large oil spills like the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, is there justice? What's their justice?
Later, what kind of lasting impact are we still seeing from the spill?
The impacts on dolphins, sea turtles, and many other species are still being felt today.
The environmental damage, it's still unclear just how severe this is.
You're listening to the Environment and Conservation Show on UK Health Radio. My name is Yara, with truth in your face, everyone. We are a society addicted to oil. We depend on oil. Where does the oil come from? It comes from natural environments. Some call oil the blood of the earth. And we are highly dependent on fossil fuels, everyone. Come on, let's be real about the way we all live. We are causing a lot of destruction on the planet. We're all a bunch of hypocrites at the end of the day. No one wants to live this way. I do not want to live this way, and I'm sure you don't want to live this way either. We are all carrying the guilt and the burdens of capitalism on our shoulders. How do we move away as consumers from an oil-dependent society? Unless you go and live off-grid and completely cut yourself off, but there are people out there living more sustainable lives. There are people on the ground finding ways to pull away from a system that is so destructive. You know, people are starting to grow their own food, for example. In their own positive ripples are creating change. But change needs to come from the top as well. So people on the ground in their own ways are trying, but we're still fighting against a power, a machine. Who is to blame? Ourselves? Probably. But we were born into this system. And it's not about fighting a broken system. It's about building a new one.
Earth is our mother.
This year, from the end of October to the beginning of November 2021, we saw the United Nations Climate Change Conference, which took place in Glasgow, Scotland. Many indigenous people from around the world, from the Amazon, had showed up to raise awareness on the fact that modern livelihoods today are affecting indigenous territories and destroying lives.
It seems the human race doesn't really know its place. We thought we had the right, but we were wrong.
I would like to share with you a message from an indigenous Amazonian named Nemonte Nenquimo. Nemonte has released her TED Talk to the world. The message is important and is shared via Amazon Frontlines. And this is especially for the ears of big oil and world leaders that continue to ignore the demands of indigenous people. It is time to wake up and stop the destruction of the Amazon and other rainforests around the world in the name of modern civilization. The reality is that we cannot wait any longer. The Amazon is reaching a critical tipping point of no return, and indigenous people are fighting day in and day out to prevent this devastation. The question is, will you join them? Have you seen the film Avatar by James Cameron? That film was a message of the way we are living today. And the message from Nemonte: Mother Earth expects us to respect her. Mother Earth does not expect us to save her. And we as indigenous people expect the same. The forest is our teacher. The wise elders, both women and men, are our scientists, our teachers who have taught us value to what we have. The forest is our home. The forest gives us life, food, nourishment, water, spiritual connection. The forests in the Amazon continue to burn. The oil continues to spill, and the miners continue to enter our territory, stealing our gold, and the colonization continues to invade, to cut down, and feed societies from abroad. More than 25% of the Earth's surface is protected by indigenous people. This includes nearly half of the world's forests. I think people from the outside are people who know less about the forest, and therefore they do not care about the life of the forest. These are quotes that you're hearing from indigenous people that come from the Amazon, and I am sharing via Earthrise and Amazon Frontlines. You are capable of having the same values as us. The knowledge that we as Amazonian people, you can learn, you can respect, you can become our allies. As indigenous peoples, we do not need satellite images because we live in the forest and we know what is happening in the forest. The Amazon is burning. That's why we ask, we demand the government to listen to our voices, our decisions. We want them to listen. We want them no longer to consume oil, no longer to consume our food. What we do, what we love, what we respect is not only the lives of the indigenous peoples, but your lives as well, the lives of the entire world we are living in. We are taking risks. All we ask for is your respect. These are messages shared via Amazon Frontlines and Earthrise, sharing the voices of indigenous people who are fighting to secure the last remaining trees in the Amazon rainforest. Much of the information that you are about to hear has been taken from different news broadcasters such as BBC, CNN, Fox, Al Jazeera, The Guardian, Democracy Now!, and many more. People are standing up against oil companies, standing up against greed, corruption, and murder.
Almost 2 months after an oil rig explosion, millions of liters of oil are still pouring into the ocean.
It's the demand for gas that has become endless.
Even President Bush said we're addicted to oil.
Largest oil spill in U.S. history.
Fundamentally, we're not making any more oil in the world, so you got to drill in more and more extreme places if you want to satisfy that addiction.
377 million gallons of oil are pumped into the United States each day.
Using fossil fuels is built into almost everything that people in developed countries do.
And millions of people depend on it.
This is now a clear global problem.
It's addiction to oil.
It's addiction to oil.
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 You have places like China that have no regulations that are dumping pollution into the atmosphere, and there's nothing being said about that.
We have an uncontrolled thirst for petroleum fuels.
We need to get off of, you know, the dirty, unsafe fuels of the 19th century.
Human action is leading to an increase in average temperatures.
Our dependence on oil.
Our society is very self-serving.
Today, we resolve to continue to fight to remain free from fracking.
We are under attack from climate change.
Disregard for human suffering in the pursuit of profit.
Protect people, not corporations!
We're sorry. Your call cannot be called.
But the Earth is our mother. And we are just abusing and wrecking her.
If we don't stand, who will? How much money do these companies need to make? When is enough enough?
The station that makes you feel good.
How good are vitamin C supplements?
Usually only a small proportion of vitamin C actually reaches your cells and has a positive effect. Whereas the high absorption levels of Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C help maintain optimal vitamin C levels in your body and strengthen your immune system. Now get 10% off when you choose Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C capsules. Just quote 10 off at goldmanlaboratories.com.
Do you suffer from pain? B-Cure Laser, a home-use CE-approved medical device for the effective treatment of pain, is now available in the UK. The results of a double-blind trial has shown that B-Cure Laser offers a significant reduction in pain compared to the placebo group. To get your special B-Cure offer now, call free on 0808 501 5122 or Google Radio Pro London. B-Cure Laser.
The station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to the Environment and Conservation Show on UK Health Radio. There are countries around the world taking initiatives to be more sustainable. Iceland, for example, has an abundance of clean, renewable energy thanks to its remarkable geography and the geology that provides both hydro and geothermal resources, with 85% of its primal energy needs being met with indigenous renewable resources. Iceland is at the forefront of sustainable energy production.
Oh, but never for a moment think we're fated to use up every single last resource. Though the human race is mad, we're not entirely bad, and we could choose to plot a different course.
The pipeline stretches from oil fields in North Dakota to Illinois.
Energy Transfer Partners, the company behind this nearly $4 billion investment,
Warren told us it will make oil cheaper to transport and create jobs.
There are concerns about potential environmental damage.
Now, last September's spill near Helena dumped nearly 310,000 gallons of gasoline. We don't know the cause of the September leak. We also don't know the cause of today's explosion.
That what we were doing was unsustainable. We were warned that what we were doing was lethal to our own future.
The coal mines and oil and gas fields that we already have in production have enough carbon in them to take us past the 2-degree mark that the UN has set as the line for catastrophe.
Please now listen to Bernie Sanders' talk on the Dakota Access Pipeline, address climate change and indigenous cultural land rights.
Climate change is real. It is caused by human activity. And if we don't get our act together, the planet that we will be leaving our children and grandchildren will not be a habitable or a livable planet. We must not allow that to happen. And there are those who believe that in the future, the wars that will be fought on this planet will not be over oil, they will be over water. We've got to protect our water resources. We cannot allow our drinking water to be poisoned so that a handful of fossil fuel companies can make even more in profits.
We will get this easement and we will complete our project. The easement gets granted and the pipeline gets built.
It doesn't help the United States if it leaks, right? It doesn't help the people who live downstream.
I'm not going to win that argument with you because pipelines do leak. It's rare. It's rare.
What happened to the promises made in the wake of the Exxon Valdez?
About 88,000 gallons of oil leaked from a shale flow line in the Gulf of Mexico.
The BP Gulf oil spill.
The Gulf spill might already be as much as 3 times worse than the Exxon Valdez disaster.
In fact, the tragedy, which we know now, was entirely avoidable.
The biggest oil spill in American history.
240,000 barrels, 11 million gallons of Alaskan crude oil escaped from the huge vessel.
The spill is simply too big to surround with booms and skim it up.
One of the worst man-made environmental disasters in this nation's history
was set in motion by a series of safety shortcuts.
In many ways, the disaster has continued to unfold even 6 years later.
There were multiple pipeline oil spills from pipelines owned by Shell.
Shell spills 90,000 gallons of crude oil into the Gulf of Mexico.
a second spill, also from a Shell pipeline.
This is a major pipeline, gasoline spilling unbelievably. 250,000 gallons in Alabama and in Georgia. They've both governors have declared a state of emergency.
Nearly 90,000 gallons of crude oil have spilled into the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Louisiana. The spill came from a group of subsea wells run by Shell.
An employee for Halliburton warned BP via email of a severe risk to the rig's stability. Brett Cocales, a BP manager, replied with an email adding that, quote, "Who cares? It's done. End of story. We'll probably be fine and we'll get a good cement job."
People are concerned just about the accuracy with which the reporting is being disseminated.
They've had huge investigations into corruption.
But get this, according to reports, BP could receive $5 billion in tax write-offs by classifying a portion of the penalties as a business expense.
Taxpayers then end up subsidizing a part of that bill.
After last year's Santa Barbara spill, where they underreported those initial estimates.
So do you all remember the Dakota Access Pipeline? This was a pipeline that was built across the Mississippi River, and it created a lot of outrage in the indigenous American communities. It created the unification and the largest gathering in history of all of the traditional American cultures. People from around the world gathered to protest against the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. So you're going to be hearing snippets of news reports, interviews, YouTube videos of around that time when all this was occurring, and it created the largest gathering of Native American cultures in history.
The Dakota Access Pipeline would have the same impact on our planet as adding 21 million more cars to our roads.
We are going to protect our land. We're going to continue protecting our water.
If you damage the water and land, you can't go to another planet and bring it here. You have to take care of what's here.
For months, protesters, now numbering in the thousands, have been camped out near the Dakota Access Pipeline, a mostly completed project that runs near the Standing Rock Indian Reservation and way too close for those now living here.
We got to protect our water. It's important for all of us. These people have been oppressed long enough, and it's time to bring that to attention.
So what sparked this movement? Members of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe and thousands of allies gathered in camps along the Mississippi River in Canyon Ball, North Dakota, protesting a $3.8 billion Dakota Access Pipeline. More urgently for the water protectors, the pipeline built within half a mile of Standing Rock Sioux Reservation, traveling across treaty-guaranteed lands under the tribe's main source of drinking water and through sacred sites, as lawyers for the tribe have argued, an oil spill at this site would constitute an existential threat to the tribe's culture and way of life. Now, the fact is that these type of oil spills are still going on today because we haven't changed our lifestyle. We are still living in unsustainable lifestyle and depleting the world's natural resources.
The Cannonball River and the much larger Missouri River, which runs nearby, provide the water for this area and will be directly impacted, protesters say, if oil begins flowing through the pipeline. They've come to North Dakota to try to keep oil from flowing through a pipeline.
$3.8 billion Dakota Access Pipeline.
To ensure that this pipeline gets a full environmental and cultural impact analysis.
It claims the pipeline is the safest and most cost-effective way of moving oil.
When finished, the pipeline will be more than 1,100 miles long. That's just 7 miles shorter than the controversial Keystone XL pipeline, which President Obama rejected in 2015.
The leader of the company behind the controversial Dakota Access Oil Pipeline believes President-elect Donald Trump will help get the project finished.
Trump has yet to speak about the Dakota Access Pipeline, but said this about Keystone last month.
We're going to allow the Keystone Pipeline and so many other things to move forward.
Are you flipping kidding me?
There is a conflict of ideologies going on. On one hand, you've got politicians and higher powers saying that we need to economically develop by consuming oil. And on the other hand, you've got people living in the natural environments of the world that are sustaining humanity saying that no, there are other more sustainable ways without the destruction of these ancient irreplaceable habitats.
These Native Americans, environmentalists, and activists call themselves water protectors.
You think all the protesters are going to go away once you're done?
Absolutely. What is there to protest?
They are determined to stop your project.
They will not stop our project. That's naive. They're not stopping our project.
Being Lakota, it's an honor to be that because I know of the fights and the struggles that our people have had, and we're still here and we're not going nowhere.
Oil is life, and sometimes you've just got to grab it by the... That's why we've teamed up with big oil and big banks to bring you the Dakota Access Pipeline. Once completed, it will transport tons of fracked crude oil to our refineries, where it will go on to fuel our commitments under the Paris Climate Summit to not give a about climate change. Safety is our priority. Accidents with toxic oil-carrying pipes like these only occur, well, like most of the time. So where better to put one than under the majestic Missouri River, where a leak will only poison the water source of millions of people downstream. This glorious pipe dream will also create thousands of local jobs.
Jobs.
For a few months. The only thing standing between the empire, the government, and total planetary habitat self-destruction is a rebel alliance of native tribes who've come together on the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation to peacefully protect the land and water for future generations.
Ew.
But don't worry, we're dealing with them in a culturally sensitive way. Enough wasting your taxes to invade countries on the other side of the world to get oil. This, folks, is the original American way. Invading Native American lands to get stuff we want. Sure, we signed treaties to protect Sioux ancestral lands and burial sites, but that's never stopped us before. Remember that time we discovered gold in the Black Hills? The Treaty of Fort Laramie sure as heck didn't stop us from getting at it. We even left a thoughtful gift carved into their sacred mountain to say thank you and remind them of us forever. That's the spirit we're keeping alive today with the Dakota Access Pipeline, bringing you double the value by screwing both the past and the future in a single blow. Authorized by the Department of Homeland Invasions and EcoSettle Pipe Dreams.
That advert you just heard was designed by The Juice Media. Please visit their website, thejuicemedia.com. Thank you so much for spreading some honest news to the people. Please visit thejuicemedia.com/nodapl. And you can find 10 ways that you can help the Standing Rock Sioux fight the Dakota Access Pipeline. Truth in your face. Please check out thejuicemedia.com.
It's completely clear that these things we just can't do. We can drain most of what's in the fields that we've already got in production.
A quote by Ralph Nader. The use of solar energy has not been opened up because the oil industry does not own the sun.
We have to be replacing it day by day with renewable energy instead.
Never be afraid to raise your voice for honesty and truth and compassion against injustice and lying and greed. If people all over the world would do this, it would change the earth. That's a quote by William Faulkner. Now, the Missouri River gives drinking water to 10 million people. Considering the amount of oil spills that have gone down in the last few years, why repeat the same mistakes? Over 60 tribes have united together in unity to stand up against the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. This is the biggest mobilization in Native American history in 150 years. This has even united the Sioux Nation. We are a society that is completely oil dependent, and in our desperation, seeking oil in very destructive ways and violating human and environmental rights. Our dependency on oil as a species is not sustainable. Please do check out www.democracynow.org for all of this information that you are about to hear. Amy Goodman interviews Winona LaDuke. Amy Goodman representing Democracy Now at democracynow.org.
For people who are watching in New York and Louisiana, in California and India, China and South Africa, why does this matter to them?
This matters because it's time to move on from fossil fuels. You know, this is the same battle that they have everywhere else. You know, each day or each week, there's some new leak. There's some new catastrophe in the fossil fuel industry, you know, as well as the ongoing and growing catastrophe of climate change. The fact that there is no rain in Syria has directly to do with these fossil fuel companies. You know, all of the catastrophes that are happening elsewhere in the world has to do with the fact that, you know, North America is retooling its infrastructure and going after the dirtiest oil in the world, the tar sands oil and the oil out of North Dakota, the fracked oil, rather than, you know, they were working with Venezuela. It also has to do with crushing Venezuela, because Venezuela has the largest oil reserves in the world. And rather than do business with Venezuela, they were bound and determined to take oil from places that did not want to give it up and create this filthy infrastructure. So this carbon, this oil is very heavy in carbon and will add hundreds of millions of tons of CO2 to the environment if these pipelines allowed through. So that is, you know, it affects everybody. 85% of the Navajo economy, for instance, is fossil fuel based. About the same percentage of the Fort Berthold economy is fossil fuel based. So, you know, just to give a little historic picture, you come out here with your smallpox and you wipe out 95% of the people, the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara people in the early 1800s. They live along these villages, you know, just trying to hang in there. Then you come out here and you flood their lands, and the agricultural crops that they produced are now owned by Monsanto and Syngenta as trademarked, you know, varieties that they created, right? Stuff continues out here for 100 years where these people are treated like third-class citizens, you know, where they have no running water in their houses, and they have oil companies coming out here, and you have high rates of abuse and violence against women and children, and it accelerates and increases in the oil fields until you have an epidemic of drugs, which now hits this community. This community doesn't get any benefit from oil.
Again, please do check out www.democracynow.org. The Treaty of 1851 and 1868 provided a permanent homeland for the Sioux. Please check out our YouTube channel called Medicine Turtle. Medicine Turtle has uploaded some really touching videos of people who are living at Standing Rock and how they feel about what is going on their lands. That's Medicine Turtle on YouTube, please. It is astounding that thousands upon thousands of people around the world who claim to be concerned about issues such as climate change have descended to protest and to voice concern on our rapid consumption of fossil fuels and the depleting of the natural world.
Protesters from more than 200 Native American tribes have been camped out near the site.
They had one of the guys from Dakota Access Pipeline. He snuck through the fence with a loaded rifle, an automatic weapon, and he was going to kill natives. He wanted to hurt the people. These people are unarmed. They have no weapons. They have no firearms. They're there in prayer. They're there to protect the water. They're using grenades, percussion grenades, and they're attacking the people. They're covering this up. They're covering this up.
And Warren donated $103,000 to Trump's campaign.
Have you spoken to Donald Trump about the pipeline?
I've never met the man.
You've never met him?
No.
But he's invested in you, and you're invested in him.
You've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Native Americans and environmentalists say the pipeline could threaten the water supply of millions and disrespects sacred lands.
The United Nations told them that we have sovereign rights. They go against the United Nations. They're on Indian land. They're taking down our teepees. They're burning our teepee poles. And they say we're breaking the law. We have no weapons. They have snipers.
Scores of protesters march onto private land.
Hundreds of police with military equipment raided a resistance camp established by Native American water protectors.
Confrontations between law enforcement and Dakota Access Pipeline protesters have been going on in Morton County for months.
Respect Native American rights. The end of the exploitation of Native American people and the respect of Native American rights.
When the UN in 2007 passed a resolution on the rights of indigenous people, this was the collective right to live in freedom, peace, and security as distinct peoples and shall not be subjected to any act of genocide or any other act of violence. In 2007, the vote was 144 in favor and 4 against. USA was one of the 4, voting against the rights of indigenous people. The Bush administration voted no that day. The next president, President Obama, sent Susan Rice to the UN as the next ambassador, and she changed that vote. The chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe testified in Geneva, Switzerland, to the UN Human Rights Council on Indigenous Peoples' Rights.
My name is Dave Archambault. I am the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. Our sovereignty is recognized by the United States through the legally binding treaties of 1851 and 1868. I am here because oil companies are causing the deliberate destruction of our sacred places and burials. Dakota Access Pipeline wants to build an oil pipeline under the river that is the source of our nation's drinking water. This company has knowingly destroyed sacred sites and our ancestral graves with bulldozers. This company has also used attack dogs to harm individuals who tried to protect our water and sacred sites. We call upon the Human Rights Council and all member states to condemn the destruction of our sacred places and to support our nation's efforts to ensure that our sovereign rights are respected.
And the West Dakota SWAT team greeted around 150 protesters.
Over 100 officers in riot gear with automatic rifles.
SWAT team was outfitted in full riot gear. 50 law enforcement officers blocked Morton County Road 136.
And they attacked the people. And when they attacked the people, they tasered this elder in the face. And that elder had a heart attack.
Why can't you just respect my grandmother, you know? Respect my ways, you know? Your ways don't work. It's never gonna work. Because you got the money in front of you. And now you're to destroy us.
We're not just doing this for our kids, we're doing it for everybody's children and their grandchildren, and that we're here for a purpose, and that's to protect the water, and we mean nobody no harm. We're here in prayer.
Well, the Native American people in this country have been taken advantage of for too long. They have been lied to. They have been exploited. That has got to change.
Water is life!
What are your kids going to drink?
You drink water too!
Stop the pipeline, people, then we won't have to be here.
They're not following their rules.
All we were going to do was go and pray. That was the whole purpose of everything today, was to go and pray.
Protesters sang and prayed in front of officers.
We're not stopping emergency services. The police are stopping emergency services.
You guys are here to protect us. You guys are supposed to be protecting us, not the oil companies.
Are your kids going to drink water?
Protect people, not corporations.
I come from a warrior family that protect the people, medicine people. Because me, I'm a Lakota. I'm a freedom fighter. You can't corrupt me. Nope, you can't change me.
It was predicted years ago that this was coming, and that we were going to have a strong fight on our hands.
You're listening to the Environment and Conservation Show on UK Health Radio.
With the Rainbow Warriors prophecy for the Hopi Indians, it says that in this coming time now, right now on the earth, when the birds are falling from the sky, when the rivers are being polluted, when the sacred forests are being cut down, and Pachamama is crying, our dear Mother Earth is crying out for help. For many thousands of years, the sacred tribes of the earth have been praying and calling for us. We are the Rainbow Warriors. We're the warriors from the four directions. And the warriors from the Rainbow Warriors, the Warriors of Light, are all of us that are awakened. And they've been calling upon us for, in this very, very sacred time now, to stand up and to do what we can to help the planet, to join forces with them, because they need our help. The indigenous need our help, and they have been holding the prayer and doing the sacred rituals for the earth and to carry the earth forward for many thousands of years. But now they need our help now. They need us to step into our power and to remember our magnificence and to do what we can to help.
My ultimate goal is really to encourage people to feel a connection to the natural world.
We must keep nature close to our hearts, teach our children to love nature for the survival of humanity and all life on Earth. Max Planck quote, "Science cannot solve the ultimate mystery of nature, and that is because, in the last analysis, we ourselves are a part of nature, and therefore a part of the mystery that we are trying to solve." Another quote by Gaylord Nelson, "The wealth of the nation is the air, water, soil, forests, minerals, rivers, lakes, oceans, biodiversity, that is all there. That is the whole economy. These biological systems are the sustaining wealth of the world."
'Cause when you stop to think what nature's given, don't you think it might be time to give some back?
Please now listen to a snippet recorded in the Amazon rainforest in Brazil, 2015. "I crossed paths with a lovely man named João. João grew up in the Amazon rainforest until he was 14 years old. He was living with a tribe. He speaks very good English and now works as a knowledgeable guide, taking people on trips to the Amazon rainforest."
We really need help. The Amazon really need help. The nature really asks. He screams, as I told you. When I do meditation in the forest, I mean, in the lakes, in the night, with the skies open, with the stars clearly, you can hear words. You can hear when it's saying, "Please help me, please help me."
You can catch the full interview with João da Silva on the Listen on Demand section on the UK Health Radio website, and get access to any of the past shows.
'Cause when you stop to think what nature's given, don't you think it might be time to give some back?
It is time to move away from fossil fuels. There are alternatives out there, more sustainable routes available to humanity. It is time to protect the environment, protect the water, protect the air, protect the land, protect the earth, and we protect ourselves.
Over the course of 87 days, millions of barrels of crude oil poured into the Gulf after a rig exploded.
Images of blackened beaches, dying wildlife, outrage, and betrayal.
A team of scientists surveyed the affected shorelines and found a 19% increase of pollution. This means the oil's reach and its damage extended further than previously reported. Oil from the BP spill washed up on the shorelines of Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, and Florida. The pollution was shocking and severe. Private research companies found oil along 1,313 miles of the shoreline after the spill. That's an increase from the 1,049 miles that was previously reported to the public.
Growing questions about how future disasters of this kind can be prevented.
This oil spill could possibly absolutely destroy three of the most important ecosystems in the whole United States.
In 2010, prior to the oil spill, this was a pristine island.
The oil comes in, it kills the mangroves.
Oiling was found both on beaches and coastal wetland.
Years later, oil still coming ashore here.
But there could likely be an impact on deep marine life in the Gulf, including coral, dolphins, whale sharks, etc.
Birds have lost islands that were once used for migration and nesting grounds. The oil spill has substantially hurt the region's fishery. 30% of the spilled oil is still unaccounted for. Some scientists believe it may have sunk to the bottom of the ocean. If so, it can create long-lasting damage, but to what extent, no one yet knows.
Do more to stop future spills.
Slow burn issues. Issues that just get worse and worse and worse in the background.
There's massive conflicting information that we're getting. I encourage you to go out there and do your own research, please.
This landscape's under the most serious threat it's ever faced. He said man's impact on the climate was being directly felt right here.
But if we all want to live in the way that the West lives, we will require five planets. Five planets. There aren't five planets. The planet can live perfectly happy and will continue for billions of years to come, very, very happily without us. It is we who the planet is probably fed up with.
For months, people from the Standing Rock Sioux Nation have demanded a stop to the North Dakota Access Pipeline. They say it will pollute their land and water and desecrate sacred sites.
What's happening is at the Dakota Access Pipeline, they have snipers in the hills. We need your support out there. We need your help out there.
Tell me how justice is being served right now.
It is not more pipelines. It is not more carbon emissions. It is the transformation of our energy system away from oil, away from pipelines and away from carbon.
So the question is not whether or not we're in a conflict. The question is whether or not we're going to fight it or whether we're going to keep listening to the Exxons of the world and do nothing.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Shields like masks are top of mind right now. But did you know you have inner armor working constantly to protect you from pathogens? It keeps you healthy and thriving. It's your immune system. Ion Gut triggers the body's natural ability to support gut strength all year long, so your immune system can protect you when you need it the most. How are you treating your inner armor? Visit uk.ionbiome.com to learn more. Ion Gut. Protect what protects you.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to the Environment and Conservation Show on UK Health Radio. An article published in The Guardian on February the 9th, 2021, states that celebrities call on Biden and Harris to shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline. Indigenous leaders, environmental groups and stars, including Cher and Robert Downey Jr., urge the White House in a letter. They say that the Dakota Access Pipeline is operating without a legal permit. So many actors, musicians and athletes, including Scarlett Johansson, Mark Ruffalo, Cyndi Lauper, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jane Fonda, Joaquin Phoenix, are calling on the White House to close down the oil pipeline, which poses serious environmental risks, not only to tribal land, but to water, wildlife, as well as indigenous cultural and religious practices. We have seen this throughout centuries, cultural genocide. We are now seeing it happen in the Amazonian regions, in South America, with the forests out there. We are continuing to deny indigenous people their rights to exist, which is destructive. So how do we get out of this, humanity? Because it does feel like we're on a runaway train. And I'm happy to see now, you know, an awakening going on and people are trying to pull away. People want to live guilt-free, sustainable lives without causing destruction to other people's livelihoods, culture, or the natural world and wildlife. If we can put a man on the moon and if we can send satellites to land on Mars, then surely we can find a solution here on planet Earth.
Suddenly you begin to realise, and that we are now understanding it in more detail and realising that actually the situation is worse than we thought. I mean, it's a terrible thing to say, isn't it?
The world looks entirely different from a satellite now than it did 30 years ago.
I believe mankind is contributing to the warming.
Human activity resulting in the release of greenhouse gases. And this is having big effects right around the globe.
Climate has always warmed and cooled and warmed and cooled naturally. What's going on now, why now is different, is the rate of warming is so much faster.
The problem is, under climate change, that season is getting longer.
The biggest threat to polar bears is clearly loss of their habitat due to man-caused climate change.
There is something running through this world. There is a change running through it. And this is because the carbon dioxide stays in the atmosphere.
Our friends in England have gone into a panic over what they're calling a heat wave across Western Europe.
Temperatures have hit a record high in London, where authorities are issuing health alerts.
Britain set for what could be record-breaking temperatures.
Warmer compared to our average.
Temperatures in the high 40s sparked fears of wildfires.
Across Europe, things are really heating up. And also, record heat across the northwestern US is taking place with some of the hottest weather ever seen in the month of June for some.
The effects of climate change can take many forms. For some, rising sea levels. Others, more extreme weather and severe hurricanes. Elsewhere, droughts and water shortages.
A lot to talk about in the weather.
I mean, temperatures are really going to be cooking.
Surge of heat. That's tropical heat. Tropical humidity.
Stay cool.
And it feels like you're sitting in an oven. And rapidly expanding cities and the sheer number of people only making things worse.
The climate isn't going to change. It is changing. Climate has changed. Temperatures going up all across the world in a dramatic way, based on NASA data, set a new record high.
Got another temperature record around the globe. The world is warming and warming at an alarming rate.
Take clean energy. Donald thinks that climate change is a hoax perpetrated by the Chinese. I think it's real.
I do not say that.
And I think it's important that we grip this and deal with it, both at home and abroad.
Clinton was referring to a tweet Trump sent in 2012 in which he wrote, quote, "The concept of global warming was created by and for the Chinese in order to make U.S. manufacturing non-competitive." Trump later said he meant it as a joke.
Are you flipping kidding me?
They said that you called climate change a hoax. Is that true?
Well, I might have.
Are you serious?
I believe that climate change is not man-made.
We're going to cancel the Paris Climate Agreement.
You suck!
Our president is worried about global warming. What a ridiculous situation.
That is why you fail.
We can see that other countries around the world are taking initiative and are taking the time to care for the global environment by reducing the amount of carbon they release into the atmosphere.
Reduce our CO2 emissions to zero as quickly as possible.
That's going to happen in the near future.
The climate is indeed changing. Global temperatures are rising dramatically. Companies actually employ people to go out into the public in the mainstream media to push out environmental skepticism. People around the world are standing up and voicing the need to acknowledge environmental and human rights laws and stop disregarding and exploiting natural resources. We need to move away from fossil fuels. The way we are developing is not sustainable. The Earth cannot continue to hold the capacity of humanity's development at this rate. Carbon emissions have indeed increased since the Industrial Revolution, and climate change may be a natural thing, but let's not deny that human activity has had a massive influence on the rapid speed up of climate change. Although many of us today are living and growing up in cities, we cannot ever forget about the natural places of the world. We must keep them close to our hearts. We must start incorporating that philosophy, that indigenous philosophy of the connection to the natural world into our city life. Our disconnection from the natural world is affecting not just our physical well-being, but our mental well-being as well. Teach our children to remain close to the natural world so we can have more environmentally conscious adults in the future.
We are inside a world that we are making artificial at the same time as we put artificial things into that world. Climate change is going to cause a great deal of harm to hundreds of millions of people, maybe to billions of people. So things that are really at risk are the natural world that we currently inhabit as it is and our fellow humans. And it's really important to keep the focus on reducing the harm to people who exist today rather than this over-dramatized worry about the end of the world or the end of humanity, which is not, I think, what this debate should be about.
The Climate Change Committee that I'm on has recommended to the UK government that we essentially decarbonize our electricity supply by 2030, reduce global carbon dioxide to zero, but we have a UK thing which we have a definite target to do. So the electricity you get from your plug should no longer come from a fossil fuel power station. So we've got to get to that situation.
A national park in New Zealand has been granted legal personhood, meaning nobody owns it. I hope to see many more initiatives like this taking place around the world. The park now has the same rights and powers as a citizen. The ruling could see a new precedent for land rights and conservation around the world. This was implemented to resolve a water dispute on who owns it between the government and the local Maori people. Peter Sharples, former Minister of the Maori Affairs, comments, "This is a profound alternative to the human presumption of the sovereignty of the natural world. This new law means that the natural areas have stronger legal protection and cannot be exploited. The protected national area is now seen as a legal entity, has all the rights, duties and liabilities of a legal person, and lawsuits can be filed on their behalf." It is the most revolutionary piece of legislation anywhere in the world, Shannon Biggs comments from Movement Rights. As local and global environmental issues continue to increase, it calls on an urgency for cultures of all ages, races, colours to come together and call for the natural world to be protected.
Unless you're prepared to become part of the answer, you are by definition part of the problem.
Don't be like Einstein said, the world will not be destroyed by evil people. Einstein said, the world will be destroyed by good people who do nothing.